with this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, April 4th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, nothing to report on as far as sports scores and things like that from yesterday around Plymouth County. There was nothing on the sports schedule. So we thought we'd take this time anyway to get you caught up on a few of our Plymouth County athletes that are out and about in the world of college baseball and having a really strong start to their season. Some of these guys in conference play already. So let's get you caught up. First, we'll go down to Arkansas. Arkansas State University, where Remsen St. Mary's grad, Kirkwood Community College product, Blaine Harpinaw is pitching for the Red Wolves in the Sun Belt Conference. Harpinaw's been coming out of the bullpen so far this season. He's made 10 appearances out of the pen for the Red Wolves, a 1-0 record out of the bullpen in 21 innings. He's also got a save on the season as well. His ERA is sitting right at 3, and opponents are hitting just .162 off of him. 16 strikeouts in 21 innings. Pretty strong showing so far for Blaine Harpinaw for an Arkansas State squad that is currently 16-15 on the year. They are 3-6 in the Sun Belt Conference. That's always a good college baseball conference. Harpinaw's last outing coming against Georgia Southern. He went an inning and two-third. He allowed one walk and allowed another runner to reach on an error. That was the only two base runners he allowed as the Red Wolves defeated Georgia Southern 6-3 on March 30th. Good showing so far for Blaine Harpinaw. Some really big games. Hoping for more success for the Remsen St. Mary's product. We go to Kingsley Pearson alum Boston Duskett now. He's with Ellsworth Community College here in Iowa. And Duskett's been starting for the Panthers this season. He's made 7 appearances on the mound. 6 have been starts. Duskett's record on the year at 2-1, making just over 17 innings of appearances so far. 9 strikeouts, 10 walks. Unfortunately, he does have a few more earned runs than we would like at this point, but he's off to a pretty strong start for an Ellsworth team competing in that tough community college conference here in Iowa. They are 15-16 on the year, 2-8 in the ICCAC so far this season. Boston Duskett last pitching on March 29th against a pretty good Iowa Western squad, and that is where his earned run average has really ballooned. Outside of that outing against the Reavers, he's been keeping things pretty calm, but just had one bad outing against Iowa Western, and that has ballooned his ERA quite a bit. So, good season so far for Boston Duskett. They'll continue things here into the month of April, and then we'll stay in the community college ranks to take a look at Remsen St. Mary's product, Cale Ortman. He's with Kirkwood Community College, pitching for the Eagles. Another story similar to that of Blaine Harpinaw. Ortman following in Harpinaw's footsteps. On the season for Ortman, he has made 5 appearances on the mound, 1 in a start. He's 1-0 this season in 9 total innings of work. He's got an ERA sitting right at 3. He struck out 12 batters in 9 innings, so his K per 9 is right at 12. He is quite the force when he gets onto the mound, and he's showing that for a Kirkwood squad that is always good, and they're proving that again. The Eagles are 22-6 on the year, 3-3 so far in the ICCAC. So really strong showings from a few of our Plymouth County athletes at the college ranks in the sport of baseball. And looking forward to seeing what their seasons have in store throughout the rest of this spring. Let's go now to some more college-related news and notes. Tomorrow is the big day. The NCAA Division I Women's Basketball National Tournament Final Four is tomorrow. And Iowa coach Lisa Bluter says experience has allowed her team to handle the pressure of a postseason run. Hawkeyes just got done defeating defending national champion LSU 94-87 on Monday in Albany to advance to their second straight Final Four. They'll play UConn in the national semifinals in Cleveland tomorrow night.
You know, I think it's maturity, quite honestly. You know, they've been there before. They've done it before. They know what it's like. And once you know what it's like and what it requires, it's a little bit easier to follow that same recipe again.
The Hawkeyes have sold out arenas all season. Bluter says those crowds that they've played in front of this year have prepared them for the big stage.
And it goes back to, you know, at the end of last year, playing in the championship game to starting this year with our crossover in Kinnick and the football stadium having 56,000 people come out to watch us play. And it's been every single situation, whether we're home or away. And I think being in these type of situations and, you know, kind of having a lot of media around us all year long is going to bode well for us at the Final Four, where it just even intensifies a little bit more.
Bluder says, of course, the experience of being in the Final Four last year will allow them to handle the atmosphere surrounding the event.
You know, there's so much that goes on at a Final Four as far as media obligations, celebrations, open practices. It's hard to almost, you know, try to do all of that and your job as far as having your team prepared. I think we wore ourselves out last year trying to be all things to all people and do everything.
Tip-off between the Hawkeyes and the Huskies will be at 8:30 p.m. tomorrow night in Cleveland. Let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. It's a little bit lighter, but still lots to get to. Starting on the track, where the Lamar's Community Track Team hosts a home invitational tonight. Six other teams coming to Jim Lorenzen Field for a competition at the Bulldogs. So best of luck to Lamar's Community hosting that invitational. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports and tune in tomorrow to hear updates on that invitational that is taking place tonight. Also on the track, a late addition to the schedule here, the Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central River Valley Girls. They'll be competing at the Cherokee Lynn Johnson Valley Relays. Of course, their outdoor opener on Tuesday got moved at Ridgeview, so they're picking up this meet to try and get them something here this week to get their competition started outdoors. Hopefully our golf schedule can get going today. Fingers crossed. War Eagle Conference Golf features Akron Westfield at Hartley Melvin Sanborn, Hinton at Harris Lake Park, South O'Brien at Remsen St. Mary's, George Little Rock at West Sioux. That's in conference competition. Also got a non-conference matchup out in Marcus as Western Christian takes on MMCRU. Those are girls and boys golf matchups around the War Eagle today. In the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson River Valley has a meet against some Western Valley Conference schools in Quimby. They'll take on MVAOCOU, Lawton Bronson, and OABCIG. The KPRV boys will be in Holstein to take on Ridgeview, MVAOCOU, and Westwood in Western Valley Conference golf. On the soccer schedule today in girls action, Lamar's Community is at Spirit Lake Park, Okoboji. Spencer is at Bishop Heelan in the MRAC, and Boynton Hall Rock Valley is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. Boys soccer around the MRAC today. Lamar's is at Spirit Lake Park, Okoboji, so that's a girl-boy doubleheader, and the games are in Okoboji. Western Christian is at Sioux City East. Storm Lake is at Sioux City North. Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Boynton Hall Rock Valley. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln at Lewis Central, and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson's at Logan Magnolia. And finally, in MRAC Boys Tennis, Spencer's at Sergeant Bluff Luton. Bishop Heelan's at Sioux City North, and Sioux City East is at Sioux City West. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. That's KLEM1410.com, or better yet, follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news and updates from tonight's Lamar's Community Track Invitational. Again, you can find that at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.